This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN Food Agency is warning that the spike in food, fuel, and fertilizer prices sparked by the war in Ukraine is threatening to push countries around the world into famine.
Global destabilization, starvation, and mass migration on an unprecedented scale. We have to act, and we have to act today to avert this looming catastrophe.
David Beasley also told a high-level UN meeting Wednesday for the release of the latest UN report on global hunger that the latest analysis says a record 345 million acutely hungry people are marching to the brink of starvation. That's up from 276 million in January 2022 before the start of the war in Ukraine. Before the war, Ukraine and Russia together accounted for almost a third of the world's wheat and barley exports and half of its sunflower oil. Beasley called for an urgent political solution that would allow Ukrainian wheat and grain to re-enter global markets. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defied pressure to quit on Wednesday from senior ministers and a mounting rebellion within his ruling Conservative Party, saying he will fight off any attempts to oust him over a series of scandals. After more than 40 resignations from within the government and with many Conservative lawmakers in open revolt, some cabinet ministers went to Downing Street to tell Johnson he needed to go, a source said. One encouraged him to make a dignified exit by setting his own timetable rather than face a confidence vote. Many lawmakers said it was now a question of when, not if, he must go. On Wednesday night, the Attorney General for England and Wales, Suella Braverman, called on Johnson to resign and became the first cabinet minister to say they would run to replace him in any Conservative Party leadership contest. This is VOA News. South Africa's president delivered the eulogy Wednesday at a funeral for 21 teenagers who died at a bar last month under mysterious circumstances. Investigators say the teenagers likely were poisoned by something they ingested, while some reports indicate a gas leak may have been responsible. VOA's Vicky Stark reports from Cape Town.
Colorful bouquets adorned coffins of 19 of the victims. All were empty, according to the Reuters news agency, as police were still investigating what caused the deaths. Reuters reports the other two victims have already been buried by their families. More than a week ago, the lifeless bodies of the 21 youths, the youngest of whom was just 13, were found slumped over chairs and tables at an East London bar, while others died on the dance floor. In his eulogy, President Ramaphosa said while the cause of death was still unknown, the tragedy put a spotlight on underage drinking and alcohol abuse.
We must ensure that there is justice for them. We do not want more parents to get a call in the middle of the night about the death of their child or be asked to come and identify their child who has passed away due to alcohol abuse. We do not want any parent to experience this type of pain anymore.
He said since the tragedy, there had been calls for the legal drinking age to be increased from 18 to 21. He believes there should be a national debate on it. He also called on marketers of alcohol not to target young people. A stampede has been ruled out as a cause of death, but there's no word on how much longer the investigation will take. Vicky Stark for VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.
Russia has agreed to continue humanitarian aid deliveries from Turkey to rebel-held northwest Syria for 6 months, not a year, as many UN Security Council members, Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and over 30 organizations want. Currently, aid has been delivered through one crossing for a year. That expires Sunday. Recapping our top story, the head of the UN Food Agency is warning the spike in food, fuel, and fertilizer prices spiked by the war in Ukraine is threatening to push countries around the world into famine. David Beasley says the result will be global destabilization, starvation, and mass migration on an unprecedented scale. Beasley told a UN-level meeting Wednesday the latest analysis says a record 345 million acutely hungry people are marching to the brink of starvation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.